We're back here on Downtown and now joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Max Holloway, who will be fighting Jeremy Stephens as part of UFC 194 in Las Vegas on pay-per-view this Saturday night. Max, welcome to the show.
What's up, man? Thanks for having
me. Well, let's first start and talk about your heritage. You're a proud native of Hawaii. What does it mean for you to be able to represent your homeland every single time you step into the octagon?
Oh, man, it means a lot. You know, us Hawaiians, you know, if you don't know our history, we're warriors, you know. There's warriors and hunters and gatherers. So, you know, they would do hand-to-hand combat, you know. So they're just warriors, you know, and I think it's in our blood. And you know, it's great, you know. Every time I fight and every time after a fight, you know, I get more and more support from Hawaii or from the world too. But it's crazy to see that how Hawaii guys take fighting so serious, you know. So it's fun.
Speaking of Hawaiian athletes, I noticed on your Twitter feed that you had just had a home-cooked meal with Shane Victorino recently.
Oh, yeah, you know, Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian, that guy, he just invited us over to his house, you know, to get away from the strip and get away from fight week a little early in the week. So his wife made us dinner, and, you know, it was great. You know, they made us a healthy dinner. They asked us what could we eat, and they did it, you know, and they made a spread for us, and it was awesome, you know, and then seeing all his accomplishments, he's showing me his accomplishments, and, you know, it's just motivation, you know, more motivation, you know, making me like, man, this Hawaii guy did it, I can do it, you know, and, you know, I like shoes, so I like to get shoes, so he showed me his shoe collection, and, you know, it was crazy, it's not even half of his shoe collection at the house that he was in now, but it was super crazy, man, it's cool, and you know, he ended up giving me a shoe that don't come out until 2 weeks from now, so it's awesome.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Now, just 24 years of age already, 10 victories in the UFC alone. Do you ever look back and realize what you've accomplished already at such a young age?
Yeah, you know, not really. You know, there's no time for looking back right now, you know. I'm looking at right now, you know, what's happening, what's going on, you know. I can look back when I'm sitting down, you know, I'm retired, and talking to my son, talking to if I ever have grandkids one day, and you know, and telling them the story, you know, right now, I got to stay on my horse, you know, stay in my lane, and keep striving, you know. I'm not nowhere near where I want to be, and I'm not going to stop until I get there.
I'll just look back one more time because August 17th, 2013, was the date in which you lost your last fight. Do you feel like that was a turning point in your career because you have been so successful ever since then?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, losses ain't losses if you don't learn from them, you know. And I learned a lot in that fight, you know. And you know, it made me, you know, I didn't have a striking coach for a long time, and it made me go get a striking coach, you know. And then things started falling into place, so it was great, you know, super good, you know. It happens for a reason, man. Everything happens for a reason. That's the kind of way I approach life, and you know, it is what it is, you know. It doesn't bother me too much, you know. I'd like to get all my losses back in rematches, but at the end of the day, things happen for a reason, and, you know, I'm here now, so it's all good.
We're talking with Max Holloway here on Downtown on the G&M Family Market phone line. He'll be fighting as part of UFC 194 this Saturday night on pay-per-view. And your opponent coming up is Jeremy Stephens. What does he bring to the table, and what have you been focusing on in your training in the lead-up to the fight?
You know, he's a striker, you know, with great wrestling, you know, and pretty good on the ground, so I've been focusing on everything, you know. I'm ready for wherever it goes. I've been working my ass off for 8 weeks, and now it's just time to have, you know, make this weight and then have fun on Saturday night.
Now, the featherweight ranks are so deep right now. There are four guys also fighting along with you and Stevens, and Aldo, McGregor, of course, in UFC 194, Mendez and Edgar coming up on Friday night. Do you think it's hard to stick out in this division with so much talent and so many big names?
Not at all, you know, not at all, you know. Every time I fight, I try to steal a show, you know. Every time I fight, my goal is to, when it comes that night or Sunday morning, I want guys talking about, did you see that Max Holloway fight, you know? Or do you know Max Holloway, or who is this kid, you know? And that's what I try to do, you know, and I think I've been pretty successful in my last couple fights, you know. They've been, you know, my following's been going up on all my social media, you know. I've been getting recognized a lot more around, so you know, I think I'm doing a good job, but you know, I can always do better, and that's what I'm aiming for. I'm always aiming to do greater.
You have some really nice and interesting tattoos and body art as well. Is there one in particular that stands out as more special to you?
You know, it's probably my right arm, you know, my right arm and my left arm, the inside, you know, it's my wife's name and my son's name, you know. They're my wife is my number one supporter, you know. She sacrificed a lot for me to let me train in this game, you know, and stay in this game, and I got to make so much sacrifices, you know. I gotta be away from my son and wife a lot, you know, especially with all these camps back to back. It's hard, you know, but you know, my wife sticks it out, you know. She supports me and she loves me, and you know, even my son loves me, he understands, and it's super good, you know. I think that's two of the most important ones to me.
I don't want to give too much away for this Saturday night, but do you have a prediction of how the fight's gonna go this weekend?
You know, we're gonna go out there, you're gonna see what Max Holloway does best, and I'm going to go out there and do what Max Holloway do, you know. I'm going to go out there, have fun, and, you know, if the finish comes, the finish comes. If not, you know, it's going to be a three-round war, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready for whatever way it goes, you know. I'm going to go out there, have fun, you know, show the world, you know. I just got to show the world, show my family, my friends, my coaches, my teammates, what we've been working on the last 8 weeks, and, you know, show them that it's all worth it.
Max Holloway will be facing Jeremy Stephens as part of UFC 194 this Saturday night on pay-per-view. Max, happy belated birthday. Thanks for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.